But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You see, we didn't get saved by illustrations. We didn't get saved by someone's lifestyle evangelism. By the way, I don't believe in that. Amen? Amen. Anybody who says, well, people are saved by lifestyle evangelism is just a lazy Christian.
Amen.
They don't want to go out there and preach the gospel, get their hands dirty, learn the word of God, and preach as it needs to be preached. I've heard pastors say, oh, you know, when they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved in thy house, they say, that's lifestyle evangelism. Where is that in the Bible? Look, and I'm not saying don't have a good testimony. Okay? We ought to conduct ourselves in such a way that we're representatives of Christ, we're ambassadors for Christ. The Bible says that let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. But people don't get saved by your lifestyle, they get saved by the word of God. And anybody who believes that you get saved by a lifestyle evangelism is just plain slothful and lazy. They don't want to go soul winning. They don't believe in confrontational soul winning. They don't want to go to the people and preach the gospel to them. They have more confidence in themselves to save someone than in the word of God.
Amen.
And that, by the way, that's pride. Okay, that you think you and your lifestyle and how good you look and all these things and how eloquent you can wax and the person you are can get someone saved. You're full of junk. No, it's the word of God that saves.